We were notified over the phone via DAF some week and a half, nearly 2 weeks ago. So this has been going on for the last fortnight, basically. And that was a big shock. It was a big shock to our suppliers too.
What's it meant for your business?
It's meant we're in current suspension. So currently we have we're in the middle of a quarantine period. So we have a ship that is due to go out to load this coming week, early this coming week. So it has put us in limbo, of course. And it's put our suppliers in limbo. We're on a supply chain basis where as soon as the boatload goes out, the next one start to arrive. So it's creating a bit of angst at the moment.
Of course, you're involved in the Wagyu trade. The cattle that were the problem with BJD or that tested positive to BJD were breeding cattle, were dairy cows, so quite removed from your industry. In terms of that, what knowledge have you gleaned from other DAF or from your trading partners about that situation?
It is certainly outside our feeder protocol and what we do. Our cattle all get fed for 500 days in Japan and get slaughtered into a supply chain, supermarket supply chain over there. So the BJD issue, the testing issue in Japan via the breeder dairy heifers is something that we haven't been privy to. We do understand that it's there is an issue there with the testing procedures, but as far as anything else, I'm probably unqualified to comment exactly what they're going through, that industry is going through at the moment.
Matt Edwards, just to be clear, your cattle have all been tested and are indeed BJD free.
So part of the suspension, Ali, a week and a half ago, MAF in Japan also held up our cattle in Japan, that's in quarantine in Japan over there. They held them up from being delivered and retested our cattle, and our cattle have all come back 100% as we knew they would, exactly the way we wanted it and free. Yeah,
that must have been relief.
Big relief, Ali. You when you're talking testing procedures, and I'm not a scientist, but I certainly I certainly think there's probably factors in there that can be a bit varied at times, but we're pretty happy that our cattle are all right to go, yeah.
Was that extra cost of testing borne by you?
No, not at this stage. That has all been borne by the MAF in Japan.
Where to from here? I mean, you have a boat due that presumably won't go, so what's the next step?
Look, that's the benefit of dealing with, people of the caliber of the Japanese. They've been very proactive. It's obviously they rely on it greatly. Their cattle numbers in Japan are decreasing, so there's much more emphasis put on this live trade, and going forward over the next few years there's certainly a lot more numbers that look to be going to go to Japan. So there's certainly A lot of pressure over there internally, and they've been working with us daily. We've certainly had contact with DAF, and it's only probably been in the last few days that DAF have started working with us closely. Once they clarified the few initial issues they had and identified where the problems lie. So, we're working very closely with them, and it all looks very positive that we'll have a clear pathway to go to Japan sooner than later.
The ban and the stoppage of the trade, it actually meant that the feeder protocol and the breeding protocol were sort of jammed in together. Can you speak to that somewhat? Because it seems they're different procedures, but it sounded like every beast from Australia was stopped and was under scrutiny.
Currently, the breeder feeder protocol was together, and DAF are working with our Japanese partners, working to separate that protocol and identify strongly the difference between the cattle groups. Our cattle being a feeder operation, all the cattle are slaughtered within 18 months of arriving in Japan, and it certainly creates a completely different scenario to a breeder protocol.
So that would be the first thing you'd probably look for, is a bit more delineation between the two protocols?
That's what we're asking for. We're asking for, this trade has been going for in excess of 30 years, and we're asking for the Japanese MAF government to distinguish between the two protocols and allow our cattle to continue uninterrupted as they have been every year, year after year, with no change.
Have you had support from DAF on that front?
Certainly have. DAF identify the difference in the types of cattle and the needs. Our business is very unique in that, you know, with such long term outlook from Japan in their feeding side of their industry, that these baits are booked to go, and there's plenty of reliance on it within the industry in Japan, and it just needs to happen.
Do you foresee any changes to the way the trade operates because of this?
Look, our trade, I can't, Ali. We, I think we all our cattle are double tested. They're double tested both, we do two Yonis tests in Australia, and they're also tested again when they get to Japan. So we've been operating under a very tightly managed system for a long period of time. So, I would be very disappointed if there's any changes to our protocol the way we see it now.